Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, you're 20 foot high and spinning in my house. So, how did a Chicago man get a 20-foot spinning Christmas tree through his roof? Well, let's see what we can pry it out of him. Let's see. Daniel DePep, are you there? Hello, Daniel.
Hi, John.
How are you?
Hi, John.
Hi.
I'm well. Thank you for having me. And Daniel DePape, thank DePape. You so much.
Daniel DePape, there we go.
We're good.
Now, so, this is North Mead Avenue and West Argyle Street.
Yep, right on a couple of houses off the corner.
And describe what's going on, would you?
Sure. Through the roof tree, I have it's, when you stand outside, we have, you look through the first floor bay window, there's a second story window, and there is the tree going out the roof. You can see the tree through both of the windows, and it is spinning like you'd have at home.
It goes through the roof.
Through the roof. Yes.
While yes. it's how fast does it turn?
It's a lazy river speed. It's one rotation a minute, approximately.
And so is it a natural tree, or what kind of tree is it?
This is an artificial tree. It was difficult enough with this. I could not imagine trying to do it with a real tree.
Well, I see. I read this article in the Block Club, and
oh.
It was very,
Did you see the YouTube video that I have?
I have not seen the YouTube video.
Oh, you need to see that.
Yeah.
Or you can come take a look at the tree. It's basically, you know, it's a through to the roof tree. There is an example of this in Lincolnwood. It's a well-known tree on Leroy.
Uh-huh.
Imitation is a sincere form of flattery. And I'm a real estate agent with Dreamtown, and I want to say about 10 years ago, while showing properties up there, I did see this property during the daytime, and I did go back and look at it in the evening, you know, when I had the lights on, and when I was on a decoration tour there in Lincolnwood. And I noticed that while my house is more modest than this house in Lincolnwood, I had the same... the same features that are needed, a first floor window, second floor window, and a space on the roof to go through the roof. But it was about 4 years ago that I decided to do it when I came up with the idea of having it also rotate. So that's the spin on this, pun intended.
So to speak.
But
you will not reveal, from what I understand, how you did it.
No, not at this time. I'm probably going to do a YouTube video after Christmas, though, on the build, because I do get a lot of questions from people who stop by and on the internet, you know, how's it done? Most people can figure out, you know, how it is done, with the exception of the rotation, because it is a through the roof tree.
It's an optical, and, it says it's an optical illusion.
Yeah, we'll call it Christmas magic, too, if you'd like.
Now, wait. You're not going to actually chop a hole in your roof and stick a tree through it.
I would not advise people to do that.
No, you didn't do
that. The only person you're going to make happy is your roofer.
You didn't do that, did you? No. Come on. I love the idea that it's an optical illusion. That's more that's more intriguing than a real 20-foot tall tree. Seriously.
Yeah.
That's ingenuity, my man. I mean, that took some thinking.
Yeah, you are correct. It took some thinking, some lumber, materials. I have a feeling that while mine is the first, it is not going to be the last.
Oh, this is
going
to sweep the country.
There will be more examples next year, and I can't wait to see it. Because while I'm very happy with mine, it's amazing what people will come up with. So I'm going to say, you know, this is an evolution in tree decoration, just like once upon a time we all had iPods, and then the iPhone came along, and look at where we are today.
You must have been getting some unbelievably great response in the neighborhood, if not also street traffic.
Yeah, the street traffic. I'd estimate this past Saturday, because I do have cameras that are on each floor, and also one on the roof, just so I can keep an eye on everything remotely. And I do have a camera on the street, and I would estimate there was approximately 400 cars that came by this past Saturday.
Yeah.
About 1.5 minutes over a course of 4 hours, something like that. Is my math right there? Yeah, in between 3 and 4 hours.
How long are you going to keep the tree up?
It'll be up at least till Christmas.
Well, yeah.
And then whenever, if we're lucky, we have when I'll be searching for that one semi-nice day for after Christmas to start removing things. So,
how much money have you sunk into this tree?
You know, I was asked this question before. If you're going to start from scratch and not use much of what you already own, because I have everything to decorate my house again, mm-hmm. That I've had in the past, and I still have that because maybe sometime I'll go back, or I might purchase, or I might set up another tree in the house that I can see in its entirety, because while I'm in my house, I don't get to
right.
look at my tree
of course.
In its entirety. But to answer your question, I would say, between you got to buy the tree, ornaments, and there is structure that is required, so you can keep the tree going straight up, so you don't have any problems. Because when you have a static, a non-moving tree, that's pretty easy. But when
yes.
you start putting things in motion, it becomes a project. And
I see in the article here that one person even asked if it was a hologram.
One of the people outside, like, they wanted to know, is it some type of hologram? Boy, I wish I could pull that off.
Can you beam it up? No, of course not. Well, thanks for being with us, because it certainly is a fun, Daniel, it's a fun, cool thing to be talking about in the Christmas season. I've never heard of anyone pulling this off before, so congratulations and more power to you. And Merry Christmas.
All right.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. And thank you so much, John. Appreciate you.
You bet. Bye-bye.